match number 60 for playback on May 31st. What about Memorial Day? Fun Fun will be dead. Okay, yeah. Here we go. Quiet, please. Your line first. Make sure you want to eat it. That's right.
Music intro.
Here we go. Quiet out there, Giendrick. Here we go. Here we go. Quiet.
He'll smoke us out.
Here we go. Quiet. But Stu, are you sure you want to eat at Thrifty's?
Will you cut it out, Jeffy? Come on, let's eat at the counter.
Okay.
Hi there. This is the man from Microphone sitting at the counter in a local diner. Approaching me are two young men. Let's see if we can get them to humiliate their friends and peers.
I think I'll have a hamburger. How about you, Jeffy?
I don't know what I'll have, Stu.
Pardon me. May I have that fork there?
Fork you! Sorry, sir. I'm planning on using that fork.
Well, I'll give it back when I'm through with it.
No, sir. Why don't you just ask the waitress for one?
Well, I would, but frankly, she's a real cuckoo. A real nut. You know, no patience, no manners. A real slob. Hey, tell me, do you know anyone like that?
No, I don't.
Yes, you do, Stu. Tell him about your boss. Your boss is like that.
What about your boss, Stu?
Look, mister, it's none of your business.
Oh, go on, Stu, and give him a good laugh.
Well, okay. My boss is one of the kindest, most considerate people I know. He's very generous, and he's a great guy.
No, Stu, you've got it all wrong. Why don't you...
Yeah, Jeffy, here, have a carrot. I believe that's all you need to know, man from Microphone.
Well, you recognize my voice. You must listen to my program on radio station KBAD.
Yes, I do, and I know how you trick your pigeons into making fun of their friends and peers. Too bad it didn't work.
Well, to be honest with you, I had hoped to snare you, but I think that this will be a story in itself. Someone who actually recognized the voice of Man from Microphone. Just sign this release, and your voice will be heard on Thursday night.
Before I sign this, you better not edit any of my words down to make me sound like I'm making fun of my boss. He's a very sensitive man, and I'm not going to sign unless you agree to no editing.
You have my solemn word, sir, no editing. This will be a nice human interest story. Believe me, it will.
Okay, there you are.
Thank you. Be seeing you.
Yeah, sure.
Damn, kid. Now I have to go through with this.
Now let that be a lesson to you, Jeffy. You never know who you're talking to, so you gotta be careful about what you say. You know, this almost became a typical situation comedy routine. You know, I say something bad about the boss, so I have to keep him from listening to the program. You know what I mean? Will you take that carrot out of your mouth? You know, I think I'll call my boss tonight at home and inform him of the program. That's how sure I am. Hello, boss? Yeah, hi, it's me.
Stuart, you got a hell of a nerve calling me at home. What the hell do you want?
Well, boss, I...
Hold on 1 minute. Herman, take your mother's head out of the garbage disposal. When I get off this phone, your buns are gonna bleed. Damn kid. Now, what do you want, Stuart?
I just wanted to tell you that I just finished recording a program all about you. It'll be on this Thursday night at 8 o'clock on radio station KBAD. Be sure and listen and tell all your friends. I know you're going to be pleased. Huh? Yeah, goodbye. You see, Jeffy? I did the right thing.
Yeah, you sure did, Stu.
Jeffy! Hey, Jeffy, turn on the radio. It's almost 8. The show will be on in a couple of minutes.
Right.
Hello, boss? Yeah, I just called to remind you to listen. What? Oh, you already are. Good! And what? So are all your business associates? Great! Yeah, talk to you after the show. What? What's it about? I told you, it's all about you. Yes, you. Goodbye.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is KBAD, AM 45 on your dial. The man from Microphone will not be heard this evening in order that we may bring you the special program, Gargantua, the Two-Ton Whale.
Ah! Ah! Oh, no, no! Ah, the show's all about my boss! Gargantua, the two-ton whale? No! No! No!
Oh, no. City morgue.
That's where you're gonna be, you little asshole. So that's what I am, a two-ton whale, huh? You're dead, you shit. Everyone I know in the entire world was listening to that broadcast. You've had it.
Oh, gee, I guess that means no Christmas bonus this year.